Stock Picks of the Day with Money Control.
A new financial year is upon us, and we're going to look at how the stock markets have behaved in this new year and stocks that could yield an 11% return. Welcome to Stock Picks on Money Control. This is Sheetal.
An Insight 18 special for Money Control.
By closing above the 10,208 level yesterday, that's Monday for you. For those of you who slept walk through the start of the week, I don't think it's possible. But nevertheless, if you have, yesterday was Monday, the 2nd of April. So yes, the Nifty has confirmed by closing above this level, higher top and higher bottom formations on the daily charts for the first time since the correction that started in Jan of this year. Nifty has also broken out from the small bullish inverse head and shoulder on the daily charts. This is the formation that we're talking about that should come to your mind. Now, the target for this pattern comes at the 10,500-ish level. Now, Nifty closed yesterday above its 200-day simple moving average, which is currently placed at 10,183. It witnessed a fall of almost 11% from an all-time high of 11,171, and this happened in January, and this is to the recent bottom of 9,951. The Nifty mid-cap and small-cap indices plunged 16% and 21% respectively from all-time highs to the recent lows that we've seen, and many stocks have plummeted more than 40% from three-month highs. Indicators like RSI and KST have formed a positive divergence, and what this really means is that price levels were making lower bottoms and oscillators were making higher bottoms. This indicates that the dominance of bears is gradually decreasing. Moreover, many stocks from the mid-cap and small-cap segments look highly oversold on charts, and pullback from these levels will most likely continue. When we talk of derivatives, we are starting the April series with lower stock futures open interest, which indicates lower leveraged positions, and this bodes well for the markets in the days to come. Among options, the highest put writing is seen at the 10,000 level, indicating that this level will act as a strong support in the coming days. Taking into consideration all of these indicators, the advice would be to accumulate long positions with a stop loss at 10,000 level and a target of the 10,500 level. Now to look at three stocks that could give you up to an 11% return in the short term. And how did we come upon these? Well, we spoke to Nandish Shah, who is a technical and derivatives analyst at HDFC Securities. And here are their recommendations. Number one, Surya Roshni. This is a buy, target of 435 rupees, stop loss 380 rupees, return potential 8%. Now, Surya Roshni has reversed northwards after forming multiple bottoms at around the 360 level to close above its 5 demo with a surge in volumes. The stock price is also on the verge of giving a bullish breakout by closing above the downward sloping trend line, adjoining the highs of 9th February 2018 and 15th March 2018. So the experts believe that this recent price fall of 22% from the all-time high is a running correction in an overall bullish trend. Therefore, it's recommended, that is, Surya Roshni is recommended for the upside target of 435, keeping a stop loss at 380. The second stock that's recommended is Manappuram Finance Limited. This is a buy, target of 120 rupees, stop loss of 108. Return potential here is 7%, and Manappuram Finance has given a breakout on the daily chart by closing above the multiple resistance level of 110. Now, the stock has been holding well in the recent correction and also holds a bullish trend on the monthly charts. The stock price is trading above its 20, 50, 100 and 200 SEMA, which indicates a bullish setup in the medium to long-term charts. The momentum indicators and oscillators are also displaying a strength in the stock, and therefore the experts recommend buying Manappuram Finance for the upside target of 120 rupees, keeping a stop loss below 108 rupees. And finally, number three on the list, Hind Oil Exploration, HOEC. This is a buy, target of 128 rupees, stop loss at 110 rupees, and return potential here is 11%. Now, a little bit about HOEC. After forming triple bottoms around the 100 levels, HOEC reversed northwards to close above its 5 and 20 demo with higher volumes. And the stock price has also been making higher top higher bottom formations on the daily charts, which indicates a bullish trend. It is also on the verge of giving a bullish trend line breakout by closing above the downward sloping trend line, adjoining the highs of 12th January 2018 and 22nd March 2018. The momentum indicators and oscillators like MACD and RSI also show some strength in the stock, and therefore HOEC is recommended for buying with the upside target of 128 rupees, keeping stop loss below 110. And to recap, the three stocks that are recommended for buying are Surya Roshni. This is a buy, target of 435, stop loss 380, return 8%. Manappuram Finance, a buy, target of 120 rupees, stop loss 108, return potential 7%. And HOEC, buy, target of 128 rupees, stop loss 110, return potential 11%. And that's it from us on Stock Picks for the day on Money Control. Enjoy your day. Nandish Shah is Technical and Derivatives Analyst at HDFC Securities. The views and investment tips expressed by the investment expert on moneycontrol.com are his own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified expert before taking any investment decisions.